Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. Montana's state budget is looking healthier than anticipated. According to a new report from the Legislative Fiscal Division, general fund revenues grew by over 4% in fiscal year 2025, defying earlier predictions of a decline. While officials warn that economic pressures remain, including rising costs for health care and state facilities, the state is heading into the 2027 legislative session on firmer financial footing. Lawmakers attribute the growth to a robust economy, driven largely by the high-end real estate market in Montana and our tourism industry. However, debate is already heating up as some lawmakers are calling for an immediate restoration of Medicaid provider rates, arguing that stronger revenue proves the state has the capacity to support essential health services. Boaters will be losing some access to the Flathead River as Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks announces a temporary closure for a section of the Flathead River near the Sportsman's Bridge on Highway 82. Crews are scheduled to begin installing steel girders as part of an ongoing construction on that bridge. To ensure public safety, they'll be shutting down that stretch of the river closest to the bridge, and that's expected to remain in effect through Thursday. If you're ever on a game show, don't expect to be able to tell people in Montana about it right away, even if the price is right. Nick Northern has that story.
A Montana woman got the surprise of a lifetime after appearing on The Price is Right and walking away with more than $36,000 in cash and prizes. University of Montana alum Allison McJanet was the first contestant called down to Contestants Row during her taping of the show. She and her mom made the trip as longtime fans, calling it a bucket list experience they finally decided to go for. McJanet's winnings included cash, prizes, and a showcase package featuring a trip to Vegas, driving experience, and even a new SUV. The episode was taped in August of 2025, but didn't air until June 30th of this year. For the Montana State News Network, I'm Nick Northern.
This is the Montana State News Network.